Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's another gray morning. You can see the cloudy skies here over Pinehurst. It won't stay that way all day. I'll show you what time we'll start to see some sunshine where you are.
Lawmakers are preparing for the worst as the deadline ahead of a potential government shutdown is looming. Straight ahead, the three bills that were passed overnight and what it means for you if a deal isn't made by Sunday.
And it's a big day for the largest school system in the state. What you need to know about the new Wake County superintendent and the swearing-in ceremony happening today. So much to tell you about on this Friday morning. We appreciate you waking up with us and getting your day started here. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, thanks for making us part of your routine here. Last few days, we have seen some drizzle over Raleigh and other parts right now. A little heavier today than other days. Elizabeth Gardner's over in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. What a look you have there.
Isn't this cool? Sometimes this camera just does such a great job of telling the story. So we're looking from about 1,800 feet. This is the Mix 101.5 tower. We actually have a full moon right now, and we have this low deck of clouds. So the moon is shining on the top of the clouds here. And of course, we're stuck under these clouds, and we're seeing a good bit of drizzle. Love that shot. Really cool this morning. 64 degrees right now. Our wind is out of the northeast, 6 miles per hour. It's likely to be a little bit breezy. Here we are up under the clouds, and this is our tower in our backyard, lit up in purple for cloudy skies. And you can tell there is some water on the camera lens over here. You can see those colors on the side of the screen. So it's been pretty drizzly this morning. Doesn't stay that way all day. We're cloudy now, but once we get to lunchtime, we start to see the clouds eroding from west to east. By mid-afternoon, we're seeing sunshine in the triangle, and by the evening, we'll see sunshine along some of our eastern counties. This is a look at our cloud cover forecast. So this morning, we're 90 to 100% covered with clouds. But by the time we get to lunchtime, it's about 70%. And then into the afternoon, 40 to 50% of the sky is covered with clouds. So definitely going to see some nice clearing today. Our temperatures are mostly in the mid-60s as you're heading out the door this morning. Once that sun comes out this afternoon, temperatures will climb into the upper 70s. Coming up, we're going to take a look at forecasts for bluegrass and some big college football games this weekend. Brian?
It is 6:01 and we are tracking some delays in Knightdale on 87 southbound. We had some overnight construction there at the Neuse River Bridge that lingered into the 5 o'clock hour. They are clearing that right now, and you can see traffic is flowing through that area, but we're still measuring a 9-minute delay overall on 87 southbound as you head around Knightdale. As we zoom into that area, you can see the delays begin right around Hodge Road and extend out to the Neuse River Bridge. By the time you get to New Hope Road, traffic's flowing freely. This should clear up pretty quickly here in the next few minutes with all of those lanes now opening. Also watching a report of a minor crash on Capitol Boulevard at Hodges Street just north of downtown Raleigh. Renee.
Brian, thanks. We are now less than 48 hours away from a possible government shutdown. Lawmakers worked late into the night to vote on several funding bills on Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now. Despite that, there is no clear path right now for Congress to avoid the shutdown. Now, the House did pass bills to finance the Department of State, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security. Funding for the Department of Agriculture did not pass. All of the votes were close, with just a few Republicans voting against and a few Democrats voting for. A government shutdown is expected to happen at midnight Saturday if the Senate and House cannot both pass funding. A shutdown could have enormous impacts across the country, from air travel to clean drinking water, as many government operations would come to a halt.
Breaking news we're following this morning. Fire crews in Smithfield are investigating an early morning fire at a McDonald's. Crews responded just after 2 this morning to the McDonald's on West Market Street. They were able to keep that fire contained to the kitchen area. We're working to learn more about the extent of the damage and whether the restaurant will be able to open today.
Today, Wake County Schools is welcoming its new superintendent with a special swearing-in ceremony. WRL's Brett Neese joins us live to tell us who Robert Taylor is and how his experience will help lead the state's largest school system. Brett, good morning.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Yeah, Taylor will be a part of a swearing-in ceremony that's going to take place this afternoon, and he faces a number of challenges for the district ahead. Take a look. This is Robert Taylor. He takes over for Caddy Moore, who retired back in June. Taylor was recently deputy superintendent of the State Department of Public Instruction. Before that, he was superintendent of Bladen County Schools for 10 years. WRAL will be sitting down with Taylor later today to find out about his plans for the school system. He will now have to steer a district struggling to hire and retain staff. He'll also be taking on efforts to speed student learning to combat pandemic-related learning loss. Taylor will have to manage student assignment as the district's population outpaces space in some areas and the district loses students to new charter schools in other areas. And also, he'll have to oversee an ongoing safety audit and actions to improve school safety. His first official day is on October 1st. A lot ahead for Robert Taylor. Live in Cary, Brittany, WRAL News.
A Raleigh police officer is hurt after a crash involving a patrol car. It happened around 8 last night on New Bern Avenue. The officer was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay. There's no word on the other driver involved. The cause of the accident is under investigation.
Raleigh police are investigating a shooting that sent one person to the hospital. It happened on South Saunders Street last night. The WRL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene while several officers and first responders were there. We're told one adult was hurt and taken to the hospital. That person is expected to survive. No word yet on who pulled the trigger or any arrests in this case. Also this morning, hundreds of people in the Triangle are waking up without a job after cuts at one of the world's top gaming companies. The CEO of Cary-based Epic Games announced the cut of roughly 16% of its workforce, more than 800 people. He says the company has been spending way more money than it's earning. The layoffs come months after Epic Games paid a hefty fine to the FTC, settling violations of child privacy laws.
They had a settlement with the FTC for $520 million, okay, which is a large amount of money for any company. For a private company in North Carolina, it is a huge amount.
It's unclear if the layoffs affect Epic Games' plans to build a new headquarters at the former Cary Town Center Mall.
One of Raleigh's biggest annual events, the World of Bluegrass Festival, starts today. There's been years of fun and a large economic impact for the city, but this will be the second to last time that it's happening here. WRL's Kelsey Covey joins us live this morning from the Red Hat Amphitheater. Kelsey, good morning. This is the first time in several years that the festival will be held outdoors.
Renee, good morning. Between COVID and getting rained out last year, now the festival is back outside for the first time in a really long time. And music will be blaring here at the Red Hat Amphitheater all weekend long. And all of that starts tonight. Now, this event has been happening in Raleigh for over a decade now. And the International Bluegrass Music Association announced the festival will have one last run in Raleigh in 2024. The annual event has raked in about $88 million for the city over the years. Lauren Gold with Visit Raleigh says the city offered a competitive bid, but IBMA headed in a different direction. Organizers say they plan to replace the Bluegrass Festival with a newly reimagined music festival in 2025.
That is rooted here, whether it's bluegrass, gospel, blues, funk, soul.
More diversity, more extensions. We have no wonderful idea what could come out of this.
The free stage shows will start at 12 p.m. And then if you want to go to the ticketed shows here at the Red Hat Amphitheater, you can head to our website, WRAL.com, for more information. And those shows will start at 5 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
And WRAL is a proud community sponsor of the IBMA World of Bluegrass Festival. In addition to the performances, you can catch some of your favorite WRAL people. You can meet them out there starting at 11 this morning. Brian Schrader will be there today to MC, followed by Keely Arthur and Elizabeth Gardner. Matt Tallhelm, Scott Mason, and Ashley Rowe will be there tomorrow. An urgent warning for parents this morning. Next, the recall you need to know about if you have a baby in your home.
We also have a fun family event happening this weekend in Raleigh to highlight the importance of pollinators. We have details for you coming up in our Out and About segment.
And if for once, all of the events in our Out and About segment should have great weather. We're going to end up, of course, with some cloud cover this morning, a little bit of drizzle. But by the afternoon, the sunshine returns and it sticks with us for the next 7 days. We do, of course, still have some activity in the tropics, which we'll check out coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
6:11, we take a live look at North Hills this morning. Lots of cloud cover. You might run into a little bit of drizzle and mist, but once we get into the afternoon past lunchtime, we'll start to see the sunshine reappearing, and it's going to stick around for the whole weekend. If you're headed to the beach for the weekend, temperatures are feeling good, but in the 70s, so we're starting, you know, to feel some of those fall temperatures. But gosh, fall can be so beautiful at the beach. We're looking at mostly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the mid-70s. Great for a beach run, a walk, fishing, whatever you like to do. Our rip current danger is moderate in some of our coastlines and high along parts of the Outer Banks. So you still have to be careful, of course, even though we don't have any systems immediately sitting offshore. We do have a low pressure system there. Starting to see a little bit of color in the highest elevations in the mountains. It looks dry there too, Brian.
Elizabeth, I bring good news here at 6:12. We have no delays showing up right now on 87 southbound around Hodge Road. Those earlier construction-related backups now have cleared, and traffic is flowing freely as you head out toward the Neuse River and beyond. Around the rest of the triangle, still looking fine on our major routes. A quick check of those major approaches into Durham right now. They're all looking pretty good overall. Coming in from Raleigh on 40 westbound, no delays. And out of Hillsboro, 85 northbound looks fine all the way out to 147.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, New York and New Jersey preparing for some serious rain and potential flooding today into tomorrow. I want to show you a live look at Times Square right now. Rain already coming down there. Flood watches are in effect. Downpours threaten to flood subways and roads. The New York City area could see 3 to 4 inches of rain. I checked right now, JFK seeing 2 inches of rain at this hour. They're also seeing about 31 delays and 9 cancellations. But I want to show you this too, because they're concerned about subway systems. They're being prepped for potential flooding. Officials say they will be running throughout the storm, but interruptions are possible. The Long Island Railroad also will have additional staffing for today and tomorrow. They're also saying that some bridges could be shut down depending on the wind and rain situation. New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, could see up to 1 inch of rain per hour. So a lot of prep going on this morning.
Sure is, Michelle. Thank you. A new ball field in Wilson honors the life of Canon Hinnant. It is now open there, and Hinnant was 5 years old when he was shot to death while riding his bike in his father's front yard. About 400 people came out to the grand opening of this baseball field last night, including his family. The community of Wilson has stepped up to the plate, raising more than $1 million to make this field happen.
These sweet children just running around, ready to get on this field to have a good time. It is justly called Miracle Field.
Cannon Hinnant's name right there on the scoreboard. The director of Parks and Rec for the city of Wilson said that we won't even be able to really see the impact of this field until a few years down the line. Miracle League games will be played there weekly.
United Airlines is working to improve accommodations for passengers in wheelchairs. The airlines is adding a new online tool to help passengers find the best flights that can accommodate wheelchairs that need to be checked. Passengers could also be eligible for a partial reimbursement if they have to book more expensive flights. The changes come after a woman died from injuries she received after her wheelchair was damaged on a United Airlines flight.
Those of you with babies in your homes, you want to hear this. An urgent recall this morning. It could potentially be deadly. Federal safety regulations warn these 5-in-1 rocker bassinets have several hazards to be aware of, including suffocation, strangulation, and fall hazards. They were sold at Walmart and other online sites in green and gray colors. CPS says the product's importer, Rev Grace Import, is not cooperating with the recall and isn't offering a solution for customers. A festival highlighting entrepreneurs and artists is happening this weekend in Raleigh, plus a lot more.
It's time to take a look at WRL's Out and About's Best Bets. Raleigh World Fest is happening tomorrow at Dix Park. There will be live music, food trucks, shopping, and panel discussions. The event is from 2 to 8 p.m. General admission tickets are free.
R&B singer and actor Patti LaBelle will be in Durham tonight. She is part of the Forest at Duke Legends concert at the DPAC. She'll be performing at 8 o'clock. You might need a babysitter for this one, though. Kids under 6 are not allowed at this show.
You can celebrate pollinators tomorrow at the Prairie Ridge Eco Station. Formerly known as Gnome and Fairy Day, Flutterfest encourages kids to come dressed as a pollinator to explore nature and crafts around the park. The park is on Gold Star Drive off Reedy Creek Road. For more of the weekend's best bets, you can head to the Out and About page on WREL.com.
We are all flutter because, you know, this drizzle's going to go away. We're going to have some nice weather. We've got some big events. Dick's Park, we talked about that one, but also downtown Raleigh. Tens of thousands of people down there listening to that great music.
Yeah, we have that festival and, of course, college football games. So much happening this weekend, and we're going to get gorgeous weather for it, Elizabeth.
Ooh, excuse me.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you. So pretty. Now, you wouldn't know it this morning. We're dealing with cloudy skies, a little bit of drizzle. As a matter of fact, on my trip into work this morning, I saw more drizzle than I've seen this week, and it's been pretty drizzly and gray every morning. It's a little bit damp. It looks like in Apex, as you look down Salem Street, as the cars are driving, you can see a little bit of a sheen there on the street. We're taking a look at Goldsboro. Apex looks dry right now, so does Chapel Hill. So we're not seeing the drizzle everywhere, and we will not see the clouds all day long. We're starting with cloud cover this morning, but we'll see some sunshine this afternoon, then mostly sunny skies Saturday, Sunday, and for most of next week with some very pleasant temperatures. Just have a really nice stretch of weather coming our way. We're just going to kick these clouds out later this afternoon. Notice by 5 o'clock, most of the viewing area is looking clear. We'll see gradually clearing skies from west to east during the day. Saturday at 5 o'clock looks partly cloudy. Sunday looks mostly sunny. Generally, we're expecting mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies each day over the weekend, and the nice weather continues into next week as well. Lots of big stuff going on. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Louisville plays at NC State. At 5 o'clock, if you're going to be tailgating, it'll feel great. Temperatures in the upper 70s. We should see plenty of sunshine by that time. Clear skies. We have a full moon right now, but tonight, if you're going to be out tonight at that game, that moon's going to rise. It's going to be really pretty. Temperatures will be in the 60s by the end of the game. And then on Saturday, big stuff going on at Duke. It's ESPN's College Game Day. They're looking for thousands of people to come out for that starting at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. temperature will be in the mid-60s. Of course, great afternoon for tailgating, too. Game time temperature likely to be around 70 and then falling into the 60s during the evening. So take a long sweatshirt. Dress in layers tomorrow. It looks beautiful. Track in the tropics. Philippe and Rina, they're very close together. Rina developed in the 11 o'clock a.m. advisory yesterday. It has 45 mile per hour winds. It's likely to move to the northwest and then make that turn to the north out into the Atlantic. And Philippe does something very similar. It also has winds at 45 miles per hour. It's going to sit and spin for a little bit and then gradually make that turn to the north. Interestingly enough, these two are very close together. Take a look at the model plots, and they both end up in about the same place and about the same time. That may keep either one of them from strengthening too much as they play off each other. For us, it's just going to be beautiful. More sunshine this afternoon, and then from Saturday through Thursday, we'll see mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees. Brian, I think you're living right.
This is perfect weather.
Amazing.
Yesterday evening, oh my gosh, it was just perfect.
And more to
crisp
come
out there. Beautiful. It is 6:19 as we take a look at traffic around the Triangle. We still have that crash reported at Capitol Boulevard at Hodges Street north of downtown Raleigh. A minor crash. I think it's probably been cleared by this point, or at least moved into a parking lot. And elsewhere, we're looking good. Just check with Raleigh 911. Not reporting any delays around Wake County. Also quiet in Durham and Chapel Hill. This is I-40 at Harrison Avenue. That live camera showing westbound traffic building coming in from Wade Avenue, but the ride out to the airport looks fine. And on 540 westbound or 40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill and Durham, all your major approaches into RDU are clear.
Brian, thanks. There's no stopping the Swift Mania train. Coming up in What's Trending, the impact she's having on ticket sales for the Chiefs-Jets game this weekend.
Also next on Today, Al Roker live from Universal Studios Orlando, where he's getting a first look at the all-new Minion Land ride from the Despicable Me franchise.
And here's a look at the winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Swift Mania is ramping up, and that is great news for the NFL.
They are riding this wave. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending on our Friday, Brian.
It is only a rumor that Taylor Swift may be attending Sunday night's Chiefs-Jets game in New Jersey, but apparently that is more than enough to send the ticket prices soaring. Ticket prices for that game have jumped more than 40%. The news of her possible appearance sparked the best single-day ticket sales yet for the Jets.
So to put it in real numbers, earlier, you could get into a Jets game for $50-$60. Earlier this week, $100-$150. Now, with this Swifty mania going on there, there are rumors of tickets going for $2,000 right now.
Just for the chance that she might show up.
Maybe.
It's a crazy world out there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Crazy. Okay, move over, Barbenheimer, because there is a new movie mashup coming to a theater near you. Two new releases are coming at you today. Paw Patrol, the mighty movie, and Saw 10. The internet has been quick to jump on this box office battle, labeling it Saw Patrol.
So when Elsa was a toddler, she loved watching Paw Patrol. If you don't know what that is, they're like crime-fighting puppies, super, super cute. Probably don't need to explain what Saw 10 is about, but, you know, they both feature, you know, protagonists going after, well, one's chasing bones and one's breaking bones. So which one would you like? Pick your poison, Brian.
Yeah. Don't confuse the two.
Probably Paw Patrol.
Thinking that you're headed to the theater
to see
something. Yeah,
I'm more of a Paw Patrol person, too.
Oh, Brian, thank you. Be sure to catch High School OT live tonight at 7. It is the High School OT app where you find that, where you stream WRAL. Chris Lee and the crew will have the most area highlights you can find on Football Friday. That's at 11:35 on WRAL.
Now, this morning, is just stepping out the door, we're seeing cloudy skies. This is a live look at Zebulon. But we're going to start to see the sunshine by the afternoon, meaning that Football Friday looks phenomenal. The rest of the weekend does, too. I'll show you how warm it will be and how much sunshine we'll see coming up.
IBMA Bluegrass Live kicks off in downtown Raleigh tonight as a part of the World of Bluegrass Festival. Coming up, I'll explain what happens next after the festival leaves Raleigh in 2 years.